Well, today is a fifth Sunday, and that means we get a chance to do another little interaction that I'm calling Get to Know. So last time we got to know Joe Stafke a little bit, and today we're going to get to know better Anna Redmond. So I'm going to have Anna come forward. Ooh, yeah. Get this on for you. So I've, Anna and I have experienced a few youth group things together, and Sunshine was awesome. Yeah. And Anna, as you know, has this kind of excitement and joy in her that kind of bubbles over sometimes. I love it when that happens. So she volunteered for today. I'm glad to have you up here. Thank you for doing this. So just going to ask you a few questions so we can get to know you better. And so I thought, why don't we start with your family? And most of us know your family members here, but it might be good to introduce them anyway. And then maybe just talk about where you've lived and kind of the growing up years.
All right, well, I have my mom.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I have my older brother who's graduating this year. That's kind of scary.
All right,
Aaron. And then my little sister, Lizzie.
And Lizzie, yeah. Cool.
And then my dad, which is kind of a broken relationship, but...
Yeah. Yeah, and where were you born? Where have you lived?
I was born in Denver, Colorado. Lived there for like 2 to 3 years. We moved to Barnhart, Missouri. Lived there for like 3-4 years. And then we moved to Arnold, Missouri, which was there. We were there 5 years. We moved to Madison, Minnesota. Lived there for 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. And then now we're in Dawson, Minnesota. So.
All right. No Missouri accent. I guess I never really thought about that. You didn't absorb that while
you were
there.
I've taken on the Minnesota accent now.
Good for you. All right. So, Anna, you attend Dawson High School.
Yep.
And what grade are you finishing up right now?
10th grade.
10th grade. Okay. And what's the coolest thing about school?
Probably the one-act play that I was in this year.
All right.
That was a lot of fun.
Yep. Doing some theater. That's good. And other activities and hobbies?
Well, I ride horse during the summer with 4-H, and I've gone up to state twice, and I also like just about anything artsy.
All right. Cool. All right, so when you look into the future, what are your hopes and dreams for your life?
Well, I want to be a missionary, and I want to do something like that, and then I was thinking maybe like some type of theater or art teacher maybe.
All right. So. Yep. Teaching, and I know you said to me,
missionary.
Helping people,
yep.
Being an influence in people's
yep.
lives. That's good. Cool. Now, you've told me that you grew up going to church. You've been hearing about Jesus all your life, but yep. Seventh grade was a special year, and to tell us about that.
It was at a Choir of the Fires when I really kind of started putting things together, because before that I was just like, nothing's making sense. This isn't going anywhere. And then in seventh grade at a Choir of the Fire, it all just kind of started to click, and that's where I first really kind of came.
All right. Well, the light bulbs were going on
yep.
or something.
The fire lit.
All right. You acquired it.
Yes.
At Acquire the Fire. Okay, good. And then when would you say that you made a real firm commitment to Jesus as Lord of your life?
That was probably eighth grade at Jacked for Jesus. Tom Bacon gave his testimony, and my dad was kind of like that, and I started crying because I was like, how come he could do that for his kids and my dad couldn't do that for me? And they had an altar call, and at first I really didn't want to go, but then I ended up falling on my knees and just crawling to the altar. And before I walked in there that day, I knew people were going to be speaking in tongues and stuff, but I was like, it's whatever. And then I got prayed for, and just the random thought popped into my head. I was like, I wish I could speak in tongues to pray for these people. And a little while later, I was speaking in tongues. So that was really cool.
Yeah, good. And if you're not familiar with that, so speaking in tongues is a special experience with the Spirit of God. It's testified to in the New Testament. And we at Calvary believe that God still uses that with some people today. It's one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Doesn't give that gift to everybody, but we do believe that still for today. So that sounds like an awesome experience that you had with the Lord that day. So good experiences in 7th and 8th grade, and then you said 9th grade was an especially rough year.
Yeah, my depression got a lot worse in 9th grade. At the beginning of the year, I attempted suicide, And I was asking God to take me home and take me home. And he was like, no, I'm not done with you yet. And so I was like, okay, whatever happens, happens. And I prayed for 6 hours straight. And then I went to a psych ward. And before I went there, I was praying that there would just be a peace and a calm over everything. And before I left, the nurses said that that had been the calmest group that they had ever had.
Yeah.
And then exactly a month after I got submitted to a psych ward, I learned what it's like to be mad at God. Because exactly a month after, my two cousins died. And I was like, well, how come you could save me and not my two cousins? Because they were so young and they had a full life ahead of them.
Yeah.
So that was a very big learning experience that year.
Yeah, and of course we remember well those kids dying in that fire. And I was thinking, last week we talked about how there's so many things that happen in life where you say, that is not the way it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And clearly that would be one of those instances. But we also said last week that just the fact that we say that it's not the way it's supposed to be, and we know that means that there is a way that it is supposed to be, mm-hmm. and the Bible teaches us that God's going to make everything right in heaven. Meanwhile, we live in a broken world, right? And there are just some incredibly painful, hard-to-understand things that happen, and I think you're absolutely right that God is totally fine with you expressing your anger and those emotions to him. It's a relationship, so... So that's good. So that was a hard year. Any other experiences with God you've had or stories you want to tell us about?
I've been kind of close to God all my life. And when I was younger, I was a really violent person, like physically violent. And I remember being at church and praying that God would help me with my anger issues. And I prayed for my dad's too. And slowly over time, most people that you ask that know me will tell you I'm really not an angry person. And over time, it took my dad a lot longer, but he has worked on his anger issues too, and they're a lot better.
Yeah.
And for 6th through 8th grade, I had a lot of back pain and stuff, and it was just giving me trouble all over the place. So I was praying for that in church too, and obviously it didn't happen overnight, but over time, I kind of realized a while after it was better, I was like, hey, God actually healed me and stuff. And the most recent one that I've been praying for is that God would make my heart like his own and I would see people the way he sees. And again, it didn't happen overnight. It happened so slowly that I didn't really realize it until one of Pastor Eric's sermons where he was talking about how this is the way God sees things and stuff. I was like, oh, he really has changed me. And I've just been continuing to grow in the Word, and God has been changing me and will continue to change me, I believe.
Right on. Right on. So final question, what would you say, kind of an overall statement? How has God changed you? What has he meant to you?
Well, God to me is like a father, and how I found this out was 8th grade, Acquire the Fire. During one of the worship songs, I just had this image of a daughter reaching up for her father's hand, and that's when I knew God was my father, which I really needed because I really haven't had a father figure. So, yeah.
Thank you, Anna. Great job. God bless you. High five. Okay.